low suction pressure, splitting restriction from under charge from low load. Low suction pressure has three very different causes that can fix three very different ways. Here's how to separate a liquid line restriction, a genuine undercharge, and a low load slash low airflow condition using superheat, subcooling, and the air split, instead of adding gas by reflex. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. Low suction pressure is one of the most misread readings in the trade because three unrelated problems all push it down, and the lazy fix, adding refrigerant, only helps one of them. Add gas to a restricted system and you'll overcharge the high side while the evaporator is still starved. Add gas to a low airflow system and you'll flood the compressor once airflow is restored. The suction gauge tells you the evaporator is starved. It does not tell you why. The three suspects are restriction somewhere in the liquid path plug dryer, failing TXV, kinked line, a real undercharge the system is genuinely low on refrigerant, and a low load slash low airflow condition not enough heat reaching the coil, so it can't boil off the refrigerant. Sorting them is a textbook job for reading superheat and subcooling together, and then confirming with the indoor air side. How it works. Suction pressure rides on how fast the evaporator can boil refrigerant. Boiling needs two things, refrigerant fed in at the right rate, and heat from the air to evaporate it. Anything that chokes the feed or starves the heat drops the boiling rate and the pressure. Each cause leaves a distinct fingerprint because each one does something different to the high side and to the air side. Restriction. Liquid can't get through the restriction to the evaporator. Liquid stacks up behind it in the condenser to subcooling rises. The evaporator downstream is starved to superheat rises. So you get the signature combination, high superheat and high subcooling at the same time, which is impossible from a simple charge problem. Undercharge. There isn't enough refrigerant in the system at all. Nothing stacks anywhere to subcooling falls toward zero. The evaporator is starved to superheat rises. Signature. High superheat and low subcooling. Low load slash low airflow. Plenty of refrigerant and a healthy feed, but not enough warm air crossing the coil to boil it. The coil runs cold, suction drops, and superheat tends to go low. The liquid isn't getting boiled off. It can even flood back. The air split goes weird and the coil may start to ice. In the field, get the system stable, then read suction pressure, superheat, subcooling, and the indoor air split as a set. Superheat plus subcooling first. They do the heavy lifting. High SH plus high SE to restriction. Don't touch the charge. Go find where the liquid path is choked. See the restriction localization article. High SH plus low SE to undercharge or a leak. Confirm with bubbles in the sight glass. Then weigh and slash charge to target after ruling out a restriction. Low SH and low suction to low load slash low airflow slash overfeed. Not a needs gas problem. Check the indoor side before you trust any charge conclusion. Pull the filter, look at the coil, verify the blower is moving air at the right speed, and read the air split. Low or restricted airflow is the great imposter. It produces low suction. It looks like low charge to a tech who only watches the gauge. Feel the liquid line for a temperature drop. A restriction, especially a plug dryer or a partly stuck TXV, often shows a noticeable temperature change across it. Sometimes frost or sweat right at the restriction with warmer line ahead of it. Your hand and an IR or clamp thermometer find it fast. Watch the coil. A coil that's icing with low suction and low superheat is shouting airflow slash low load, not low charge. Low charge can ice a coil too, but it shows high superheat, not low. Only after the air side is confirmed good do you treat a high SH slash low SE reading as charge and add refrigerant. And even then, a chronically low system has a leak you need to find. Normal values and targets. R410 a cooling, moderate conditions, for orientation defer to nameplate slash conditions. Suction saturation. About 38 to 45 degrees in normal cooling. Well below that with a cold coil points at airflow slash load or a restriction, with high superheat it points at starvation. Superheat, about 8 to 12 degrees on a TXV, higher and condition dependent on a fixed orifice. High equals starved restriction or undercharge. Low equals flooded slash low load. Subcooling, about 8 to 12 degrees on a TXV per nameplate. High equals liquid stacking restriction or overcharge. Low slash near zero equals undercharge. Air split, about 16 to 22 degrees across the indoor coil at typical humidity. A split that's too high with low suction can mean low airflow, air dwelling too long on a starved slash cold coil. Read it alongside everything else. Common faults and what they mean. High superheat plus high subcooling plus low suction. Restriction. Liquid line, dryer or TXV. Find and clear it. Do not add refrigerant. High superheat plus low subcooling plus low suction. Under charge slash leak, find the leak, then charge to target. Low superheat plus low suction plus cold or icing coil. Low load or low airflow dirty filter slash coil. Slow blower, closed registers. Oversized equipment on a mild day. Restore airflow slash load. Don't add gas. Low suction that climbs back to normal once you change the filter. It was airflow all along. The gauge was reporting a starve of heat coil, not a starve of refrigerant one. TX via under feeding bulb slash charge issue. Low suction, high superheat, normalish subcooling. The valve isn't opening enough. Looks restriction-ish, but the restriction is the metering device itself. Tech tips and gotchas. The two reading rule saves you here. Superheat and subcooling moving in opposite directions equals simple charge problem. Moving in the same direction both high equals restriction. One reading alone will fool you every time. Airflow is the most missed cause of low suction. Before you condemn the charge, you must rule out a dirty filter, a fouled indoor coil, a slow or wrong speed blower, and closed slash blocked registers. It's faster to check airflow than to recover and reweigh a charge. A TBEX V system masks things. The valve fights to hold superheat, so an underfeeding valve can look like a restriction and a slightly low charge can look near normal until it runs out of valve travel. Lean on subcooling, and the air side on TXV systems. Don't trust a gauge reading on an unstable or just started system. Let it run. A coil that's still pulling down will show artificially low suction. Cold weather and low indoor load both naturally drop suction. A system cooling a 68 degrees house on a mild day legitimately runs low suction with low superheat. That's low load. Not a fault. Judge against conditions. Frost line location is a clue. Frost that starts at a dryer or TXV and not on the rest of the coil equals restriction at that point. Frost spread evenly on a starved coil with low airflow equals airflow slash load. Safety slash code notes. A coil running below freezing will ice. Ice can damage the blower and slug the compressor with liquid on thaw. Don't keep running a severely iced system to get more readings. Shut it down and address the cause. Recover per EPA 608 before opening the system to replace a restricted dryer or component. Never vent. A system that's genuinely low is leaking. Locating and repairing the leak is required practice, not optional topping off. Live panel and pressurized system safety. Rated meters, eye protection, proper recovery, and PPE.